Nora Kennedy.
I'm the Sherman Fairchild Conservator of Photographs here at the Metropolitan Museum. Gelatin silver prints are black and white photographs, a process that's familiar to all of us, really, because we have them in our family collections at home.
The gelatin silver print process was invented in the 1880s, but didn't become popular until the early 20th century. 19th century photographers preferred techniques that produced warmer brown and purple tonalities, but the clean neutrality of pure black and white appealed to the modernist sensibility of the early 20th century. The gelatin silver process also incorporated a new way to make prints.
Gelatin silver prints are what are called developed out photographs, as compared with the 19th century silver prints, which were printed out. In the 19th century, one would take a negative that was the same size as the ultimate photograph that one desired. One would put them together and lay them out in the sun and actually watch as the image became darker, as it printed out with the light of the sun. In the 20th century, the developing out processes became popular because one could take a small negative, project it with an enlarger in a dark room, make an image of any size, and then put the paper into a chemical developer, bringing the image out that way. This allowed for greater flexibility in terms of image size and was a much faster process than the printed out processes of the 19th century.